Okay? Y'all listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Real quick, listen to this. My brother said he don't let me down. He's standing up. He got his arms up. I hope his wife winking pretty good. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. A man went to his pastor and said, I won't attend church anymore. The pastor said, may I ask why? He said, I see people on their cell phone texting, typing during service. Some are gossiping. Some just living the wrong lifestyle. Some sleeping. Some starting to stare at me. They are just hypocrites. The pastor said, the pastor said slightly, can I ask you something? He said, sure. He said, I want to ask you something before you make this decision. He said, the man said, sure. He said, take a glass of water and walk around the church two times. Don't let any water fall out the glass, he said. The guy said, yes, I can do that. He went and got a glass of water and walked around the church two times. He came back proudly. I did it. Proudly. I can see his chest all out in this word. Proudly. I'm a man. I did it. It's done. The pastor asked him this. Did you see anybody on their phones? Did you see anybody gossiping? Was anybody living wrong? Did you see anybody sleeping? He said, he said, I didn't see anything because I was focused on the glass of water so it wouldn't spill out. He told him, when you in church, when you in church, You should be just that focused on God so that you don't fall. That's why Jesus said, follow me. He did not say follow them. Y'all better listen to me. Don't let your relationship with God determine how other relate with God. Let it be determined by how focused you are with God. Men, stay focused. Women, stay focused. Never allow anything to control, dictate your life. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. Where your eyes supposed to be anyway? Stayed on him. Business, these guys, they got their arms up. They should be real strong for a Saturday cleanup day. That's my boy right there. That's my daddy will call me. My boy. Amen? Tying this thing down. Faith is designed to move every unthinkable situation out of your life. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You got to see it by faith before you ever see it in the natural. If you can't see it by faith, then don't try to look for it in the natural. What do you mean, AJ? That house you really want. Quit praying for that house. Quit praying for the house. Do you understand there's a lot of Christian people out in the world that they say that same prayer 52 times? Okay? Last time I checked, when I was coming up as a boy, I can call mama's name 32 times and she won't answer. You think mama heard me? Yeah, we sang songs. Mama, 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 mama. You don't think your mama hear you? Let me tell you something. I found out a long time ago. If I'm made in God's image, I understand that God can hear us. So whatever prayer you praying, make sure it's structured in the order of scripture. If I need a car, God, I thank you right now. God, I need this car. God, I already know you need it. God, I need this car. What kind of car I need, the specs and everything. Go ahead and put all of it out there. Because you just say, God, I need a car. If a hoop to show up and be given to you, you can't be mad. You just rejoice because you just asked for a car. If you want it to be a certain way, you better get all them details out when you pray the first time. Because God hear you first time. Not on your 18th time. The first time. So you go to God in prayer the first time and lay it to him. After that, you do what? You give him thanks that you have already received. Because when you give him thanks, when you don't see it with your natural eye, then you in faith and God know that you understand his principle. Now he can release. Watch this. He ain't got to go make it. Your car is already there. You got to be placed in position to receive what he's going to give you. If you're not in position to receive what he's going to give you, it's not going to be delivered. But when you place yourself in position to receive, then now the car that's already yours is already built up like you want it. Now you can receive it in the natural. Yes. Tyrone, that's the very reason why I prayed a special prayer. What kind of wife I want? Okay? I told God, God, I don't mean no harm, but I want a beautiful woman. Okay? And all the time, you can look at her over there, ask her how much I tell her she's beautiful. Almost every day. I told her this morning, girl, I'm trying to listen to your mama teach in Sunday school, and I can't. She said, why? Because I'm staring at you. Girl, you so beautiful. And I'm trying to stay focused in church. She going to look at me and smile, that smile I like. Good, quit. Quit. Leave me alone for right now. For right now. Why you do that, AJ? Because I'm a man of God. Why you do that, AJ? Because I know where my house is. Why you do that, AJ? Because I'm depositing something inside of her. Because that fire don't ever need to stop burning because we're running up on 18 years. You know what I mean? In 18 years, we got to have some fruit behind it, right? Yes, that's right. That's right. That woman beautiful. And sometimes I say beautiful because I don't want nobody to be able to say it just like me. So when you go tell my wife she's beautiful, man, you got to come up with your game. Yeah, because you can't say it like I say it. Bitch, these guys, they got their hands up. They ain't even tired yet. Man, Bo like he back there doing shoulder presses, man. He ready. Bo geared up. Bo said, I lift motors for a living. This ain't nothing. But this is the last thing that I'm going to sit down. I want each and every man in here to understand that you are equipped to win in life. It's already been designed. Failure is not a part of you. I hadn't seen a man yet love to lose. I got an 11-year-old right now, man. If he lose, man, ooh-wee. It ain't in him. It ain't in you. It ain't in you. So guess what? When it don't go your way, that don't mean you lost. That mean it give you an opportunity to get out there and get it and make it better. So men, on today, you don't have a choice but to make everything in your life better on today because you just heard a word that will allow you to dust yourself off and become what God already created you to be.